Before Krishna, Part 7. Shukadeva Goswami summarizes Krishna Leela. Shukadeva Goswami said, "Whenever the principles of religion deteriorate and the principles of irreligion increase, the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, appears by His own will. O King Maharaj Parikshit, but for the Lord's personal desire, there is no cause for His appearance, disappearance, or activities. As the Supersoul, Krishna knows everything. Consequently, there is no cause that affects Krishna, not even the results of fruitive activities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead acts through His material energy in the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this cosmic manifestation. Just to deliver the living entity by His compassion and thus stop the living entity's birth, death, and duration of materialistic life. Thus, Krishna enables the living being to return home back to Godhead. Although demons take possession of the government and are dressed like men of government, they do not know the duty of government. Consequently, by the arrangement of God, such demons who possess great military strength fight with one another, and thus the great burden of demons on the surface of the earth is reduced. The demons increase their military power only by the will of the Supreme, so that their numbers will be diminished and the devotees will have a chance to advance in Krishna consciousness. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, with the cooperation of Sankarshan or Balaram, performed activities beyond the mental comprehension of even such personalities as Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. For instance, Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra just to kill many demons for the relief of the entire world. To show causeless mercy to the devotees who would take birth in the future in this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, acted in such a way that simply by remembering Krishna, one will be freed from all lamentation and unhappiness of material existence. In other words, Krishna acted so that all future devotees, by accepting the instructions of Krishna consciousness, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, could be relieved from the pangs of material existence. Simply by receiving the glories of the Lord through purified transcendental ears, the devotees of the Lord are immediately freed from strong material desires and engagement in fruitive activities. Assisted by the descendants of Bodh, Vrishni, Andhaka, Madhu, Shurasena, Dasharha, Kuru, Srinjai and Pandu, Lord Krishna performed various activities. By Krishna's pleasing smiles, Krishna's affectionate behavior, Krishna's instructions, and Krishna's uncommon pastimes like the raising of Govardhan Hill, Lord Krishna, appearing in His transcendental body, pleased all of human society. Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments such as earrings resembling sharks. Krishna's ears are beautiful, Krishna's cheeks brilliant, and Krishna's smiling is attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. Krishna's face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. But the devotees are angry at the Creator for the disturbance caused by the momentary blinking of their eyes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudeva, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationships with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, Krishna killed many demons, and afterwards Krishna returned to Dwaraka, where according to Vedic principles, Krishna married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship, just to establish the principles of householder life. And thereafter, Lord Sri Krishna created a misunderstanding between family members just to diminish the burden of the world. Simply by Krishna's glance, Krishna annihilated all the demoniac kings on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and thus declared victory for Arjuna. And finally, Krishna instructed Uddhava about transcendental life and devotion, and then Krishna returned to his abode in his original form. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This section, known as Before Krishna in seven parts, was derived from excerpts of the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam as given to us by the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.